Jesse Miss Kelly and Jason Baldwin are asking for new trials, saying they did not receive adequate legal representation. Reporter George Jared with the Jonesboro Sun has been covering the hearing all week. And George, what has the tone of this hearing been like?
Well, the tone of this hearing has basically been set by the defense so far. They've brought in four very renowned forensic pathologists to testify at a Rule 37 hearing for Miss Kelly and Baldwin. And their conclusions in the case are basically that the three boys who were murdered in 1993 in West Memphis, they were drowning victims, and that's how they died, and that some of the injuries to their bodies that were attributed to knives and beating and being tortured were actually animal predation that happened after the boys had died, bite marks and scratching, clawing type injuries, and that a fundamental component of the prosecution's case that the three boys were sexually assaulted, they have basically refuted that finding. And the defense team, what they're trying to prove is that Miss Kelly and Baldwin received inadequate defense in their original trial, and that had they had the necessary resources to bring in these particular types of forensic experts, that they would have been able to provide a much better and cogent defense, and that the outcome of the trial may have been drastically different.
And is part of this also having to do with the fact that DNA evidence can be better analyzed today?
Well, the problem with this case is that in 1993, they weren't able to analyze DNA the way they are today. And a lot of DNA evidence was not collected. And so basically there's no DNA link between the people who've been convicted of this crime and the victims. The prosecution put forth a case that this was a satanic or cult killing, that Miss Kelly Baldwin and the other man convicted in the case, Damien Eccles, that they descended upon the three juveniles, Michael Moore, Stephen Branch, and Christopher Byers, near a drainage ditch in West Memphis. The boys' bodies were found the next day inside that drainage ditch, and they were nude, and their bodies had been tied ankle to wrist. And everything about the scene looked like it was some type of a satanic killing, but these experts, at least, don't feel that that's the case.
Jesse Miss Kelly and Jason Baldwin have been in court for the hearing. What has their demeanor been like this week?
Jason and Jesse, and I've seen them in court several times, both of them are very quiet spoken, and I've spoken to both of them before. And, you know, I talked to Jason, in fact, yesterday, and he maintains he's innocent, and he believes that an innocent man shouldn't be in jail. And the witnesses have presented very well for the defense's case. But on the prosecution side, they haven't been able to give their case yet in this particular hearing, and they are expected to start giving that case Monday. And the story seemed to have been very one-sided as far as possibly getting a new trial, the way they're being written now, but the pendulum will swing in the other direction next week, more than likely.
George Jared is a reporter with the Jonesboro Sun who has been covering the hearing this week. George, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.